Attorney General Captain Bacalano.
He says we're sending them into Natchez County, the governor, and that they're registered. Everybody shows up there, and they're doing it from an old study, and you don't need them now. That's number one. Number two, that if you go to bringing these people into the state, that you give Ross Barnett and all of them that fought him on these laws a real club. They say, well, I told you this is exactly what is going to happen, and you just incite them and make it worse. And if you'd send them in the 18th, it'd be all right, and that's not but 10 days, and that he wished you could find some way to be instructing them or something until the 18th so he could win his constitutional amendment. That the first one shows up, they'll say, oh, there's that damn Yankee. He's in here telling you what to do, and that's what I told you these Johnson boys going to do, Johnson, Washington, Johnson, and Jackson. I told him that I would talk to you about it, and I asked you to study it over the weekend, that I would give him a commitment that you would do nothing until you had studied it thoroughly, particularly Adams County, which is Natchez, and any other areas.
I think Adams ought to be knocked out.
And then that you would call him before you did anything and discuss it. So
I'll do that.
I'll call Stennis and tell him the same thing. And I don't know how you can get out of it, if you can get out of it. And maybe Eastland's right, maybe Eastland's wrong. It sounds to me, if I were there, it sounds to me, unless we have to produce something by the 18th, that the morning of the 18th would be better than the morning of the 8th for this reason. I think if a Yankee does walk in there, it makes people vote against his program.
Well,
and he needs his constitutional amendments. They certainly don't hurt us, and they would help us a little, I guess.
That's right, Mr. President.
And we don't want to defeat him. And anything comes from Washington in an election, I'll tell you, hurts you. I've had that happen. Roosevelt endorsed me once and said, my old and trusted friend, and it defeated me.
Well,
he thought he was helping me, and I thought he was helping me, but they use it against you.
The problem is it's awful hard to go into Louisiana, Alabama, and not touch them.
That's right, that's right. But maybe we better just skirt it pretty easily and go into Alabama and,
we might even
and go into Mississippi and
we might just touch the worst county down.
That's right. Pick out the worst
one county there.
And the smallest one that's not too far away. Study it, and let's talk about Monday, Tuesday.
All right.
How many are you planning to go into? Two, three, four?
The maximum
five
would be four.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.